The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back as we head into hour three of our daily three-hour tour. It's a privilege to welcome back local attorney Alexander Kolodin, president of the Kolodin Law Group, K-O-L-O-D-I-N. Case a lot of you probably are aware of, if not cheering for. I'm sorry it had to be done. I'm glad Alex is doing it. Representing a teacher, public school teacher in the Phoenix Union High School District. The teacher is Douglas Hester. He's a science teacher. And let me just give you the headline. A teacher in the Phoenix Union High School District has filed a lawsuit in Maricopa County Superior Court asking for a temporary restraining order against the Phoenix Union High School District after it decided to ignore Arizona law and impose a mask mandate. Long story short, Phoenix Union High School is requiring masks on everyone. A teacher is suing. His attorney is Alexander. Alexander, thanks for taking that case. Thanks for talking with us about it.
Well, thanks for having me on, Seth.
Thank you. Tell me first of all, what the state of the law is and why your client thinks he has a case.
So the state of the law is, obviously, all of the COVID restrictions have been a major issue this past legislative session that's just concluded. And as a result of the legislature listening to the will of the people and what was most important to them, the state legislature enacted several new laws that limit the ability of various government and private organizations to impose these sorts of restrictions. And one of those laws is 15-342.05. And what that law says, right on its face, no legal interpretation needed, is school districts cannot impose mask mandates on students or teachers, right? So exactly on all fours, as we like to say in law, what the Phoenix Union High School District has done.
Let me just reiterate and underscore that point. The law in the state of Arizona could not be clearer. Arizona revised statutes, section 15342.05. It's pretty clear. A school, district, or charter may not require a student or teacher to receive a vaccine for COVID-19 or to wear a face covering to participate in in-person instruction. Do we need to have remedial English taught to the administrators at Phoenix Union?
Well, you know, I suppose so. They, even when they were questioned about this on Friday and people asked them, how is this possibly lawful? You know, the best they could come up with was, well, we've decided to follow the CDC instead of the Arizona State Legislature.
Yep.
But I'm sorry, it doesn't work like that. We live in a republic. And the laws that our elected representatives pass should not be dead letter, right?
Right.
They need to have effect.
Mm-hmm. Beyond that, beyond them needing to have effect, all of this health, all of these issues having to do with health, having to do with even if you wanted to add policing, these are traditionally state issues. These are areas the federal government has never really wandered into, at least not in a constitutional direction, correct?
That is correct, but they are starting to wander into just that area.
Mm-hmm.
And that's only partially correct, too, right? The federal government has over the years taken control of things like regulating drugs and devices, right, and establishing courts for claims related to those sorts of things, right? Some of it has been federalized, but the exercise of what in law we call the police power,
right,
the ability of the state to force you to do things, that has always been reserved to the state legislatures.
What is the response of Phoenix Union and the administrators? Are they going to say, yeah, you're right, we saw that statute, now that you pointed it out, we'll relax a little bit?
No, not at all. They went and hired about the highest dollar law firm in the state of Arizona.
I'm paying a law firm with my tax dollars.
You are.
I'm paying I'm paying $1,000 an hour rates with my tax dollars to defend a mask and vaccine policy.
I think the government gets a discount. Their rates are probably more like $500
okay.
an hour.
Okay. All right. That makes me feel a little better. I'll do a discount when I do my state and local taxes to be commensurate.
Exactly,
how well that works.
Exactly,
okay.
Right.
Go on.
And on their legal team, they have put, you know, the former Solicitor General of the state of Arizona, Mary O'Grady, right? Mm-hmm. So this is clear that this is where they intend to make their stand, and that they intend to argue that this law, in whole or in part, is unconstitutional.
Alex, what could possibly make it unconstitutional outside of some new trend in the conflict of laws that I'm not familiar with? What could possibly be unconstitutional about the state legislature protecting the children's mental and social health this way?
Well, we know at least one of the arguments that they're going to raise is that the legislature was not allowed to make this bill effective immediately under the Arizona Constitution. So they'll say, as probably an argument in the alternative, because I'm sure they've got something better up their sleeve to argue that the whole darn thing should be thrown out, but they're at least going to say the legislature had no right to make it effective when they did.
Mm-hmm. But that's really a decision for the legislature. Isn't that something courts typically defer to as a political question?
Well, sure. The entire – exactly right, although I always say conservatives, we're held to a little bit higher
standards. No, I get that. We're always the away team. I get that. Yeah.
We kind of are. But, you know, the entire idea that the government can force you to participate in pandemic mitigation measures is 120 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And at the very foundation – of that idea, the very reason they can do that constitutionally, right, is the idea that the legislature is the best place for these decisions to be made, and therefore it's right and just and proper for the legislature to have the power to make them. If you take that away, the entire foundation of the state's ability to regulate these sorts of things constitutionally falls away.
Yep. Yep. And that's the beginning of federal takeover. That's the beginning of a federal police force, is it not? I mean, why wouldn't it be?
Right. I mean, the police powers are exactly what they say. Even if it's not an officer holding a badge and a gun, it's always backed up by force when you start talking about the state's exercise of police powers.
We're talking to Alexander Kaladin. Alex is representing a teacher, Douglas Hester, science teacher here in Phoenix, who is suing the Phoenix Union High School District for their mandates that that children must vaccinate and mask to attend schools. I have that right, Alex?
That's right. Must wear masks.
Must wear masks irrespective of vaccination. That's the better way to put it, irrespective of vaccination. Alex, let me ask you to take your lawyer's hat off for a minute and just put on your political science or political theory hat for a second, if I can. Is there not a imbalance of interests here when one looks at the social and mental and physical health of children and the risks they face from COVID? This is the Phoenix Union High School District, after all. It's a district that was built for the students. The students aren't there for the school. The school is there for the students. Do we not have that a little bit backwards when we think about what the studies show masks can do to children's emotional and mental health?
Well, you know, that's exactly right. As you know, I'm not just a lawyer. I'm running for the state legislature, and I'm running for that because I believe that is really the right place for the interest to be balanced, right? It's the most robust process for lawmaking where people can hear testimony and hear about the pros of masks, yes, but the cons in terms of what they might do to the social and learning environment in children, and that the members of that body can balance those most carefully to make sure that the interests of Arizona children are being served as best as we can possibly serve them, right? And so you've got a committee process, you've got a four-vote process, you've got gubernatorial review, so that by the time something gets through, it has been looked at from every angle. And instead, here, instead of that robust democratic process, here you have a group of five or so democratic bigwigs ruling by fiat and thumbing their nose and saying, we can decide to do whatever we want to Phoenix's children.
Well, that's exactly why civil rights attorneys like you exist, Alex. Do you want to talk to the audience for a quick sec on where they can go to learn more about your candidacy and why other reasons you're running for state office?
Yeah, absolutely. So your listeners can go to www.alex4az.com, A-L-E-X-F-O-R-A-Z.com, to learn more about our candidacy, get involved, sign our petition, whatever they can do to help. Well, we'd certainly appreciate it.
Great, Alex. I thank you. I thank you for your candidacy as well as taking up this lawsuit. The civil rights, never mind the social, mental, and health rights of general health rights of our children are at stake here. This will be the probably most paid attention to case in the country on this. You're the right guy to take it on, as I hope you'll communicate to Doug and all his teacher friends who support him. He's not alone, and you're not alone, Alex. What we can do to help, you please let us know.
Absolutely, Seth. And on Doug, it takes one brave man. There are not many of them. And if he hadn't stepped forward, I really don't know who would have, and this law would have gone completely unchallenged.
Well, I hope he gets the Teacher of the Year award. I tending to know how these awards are handed out, we may have to create our own, Alex, but maybe you and I can work on that if we need to. Will you keep us updated on the steps of this case and whether you or someone from your office, Joanna, just keep me apprised. I want to keep our audience apprised at every step of this.
Absolutely, Seth. Be my pleasure.
You bet. And again, if people want to look at your candidacy for the state house, it's alexforaz.com. That's alexforaz.com. Thanks for taking this up, Alex. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate your time on this busy day for you.
Thanks again, Seth.
God bless you and Godspeed. I'm Seth Liebson, 602-508-0960. We'll be right back.